at your concerts, there are hundreds of people in the audience yelling, Michael, Michael. What do you feel like?
When they're all holding hands and everybody's rocking and all colors of people are there, all races, and it's the most wonderful thing, and politicians can't even do that.
I feel like I want to rock.
Michael cut an album without his brothers in August. It's called Off the Wall, and it's headed for triple platinum, meaning 3 million sold. This song, Rock With You, is from the album. You hear it everywhere. It seems to have become the skater's anthem in Southern California. 2 months after its release, Rock With You is still climbing the charts.
We'll be right back. my movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. Yeah.
1982, Quincy gathered his A-team at Westlake Studios in Los Angeles. It was here they set about recording what was to become the biggest selling album of all time.
Quincy goes into the control room. We're all standing there waiting to see what he's going to say. You know what he told us? Oh, I love this song. He said, "Okay, guys, we're here to save the recorded music industry." Boy, that's a heck of a mandate, isn't it? We wanted the sonic values of Thriller to really recharge the industry.
Michael was incredibly creative. I mean, that's an understatement, but I remember sitting there many, many times with just Michael in the studio, laying down the tracks. And no matter how good it was, you know, I think Quincy always had to have another take because he's perfectionist in that way.
Anybody who's worked with him notices this, the way he'll make you do a thing until it's perfect. He'll say, "It's beautiful, we have a take." Then he'll say, "Well, can you give us one more?"
It's the question of doing something over and over and over and over again until you get it right and you figure out what it's about.
Quincy and Bruce were determined to produce an album that would be remembered not just for the music, but also for the quality of its sound.
Every time he came home with a master or, a cassette of what he had been doing, it's like the chills would go up and down the arms. Where it was like the most exciting thing. You just couldn't believe it.
Now, the moment of truth.
When we came to hear the first pressing of Thriller, you know, we'd only finished the mix of Beat It at 7 a.m. that morning. And we were still there, waiting for Bruce to come back with this test pressing. So everybody's totally fried. We're all looking at each other. Quincy's looking at Michael, and Michael's kind of shaking a bit. And we decided that it wasn't ready.
I snuck out and went across the hall in the studio to another control room where Michael was. He was sobbing. He was just crying. And unhappy as could be, because we hadn't achieved that sonic statement that we had all wanted to make.
Quincy said, "Right, just hold it there." And we all went across the hall into the other studio and nodded at each other and agreed that it all sounded awful.
In those days, the days of the LP, if the playing time is long, the grooves will be too close together and it just doesn't work.
If you really try, you can get like 24 minutes a side or something like that. And the more music on it, the less sonic quality you have.
Quincy said, "Okay, we're going to spend a day on each song. We're going to edit them down. We're going to mix. We're going to overdub little things. We're going to take this record to where it should be." And you know what? We literally blew everybody out of the water.
You can never really anticipate something being like one of the biggest selling albums of all time. You know what I mean? It's... when you're doing something, you go, well, I think this is going to be a hit record or something like that. You know, Quincy, like, once again, had that great ear for tunes. And Rod Temperton was writing hits, man, and with Michael and or by himself. So there was that magic. It was just a vortex of time where it all connects.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy, so plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Can you dig it?
pink and innocent thing. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. And do you remember?
I bet you remember.
Back in the fall,
I bet you remember.
We did again.
I bet you remember.
All day long. Do you remember?
I bet you remember.
Us holding hands.
I bet you remember.
In each other's eyes we stand.
Tell me,
do you remember the time when we fell in love? You remember the time when we first met a girl?
Do you remember the time?
Yeah, I want the candy.
Do you remember? Young and innocent then. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. And do you remember back in the fall? We did again. Thank you.
the jacks with my man Michael Jackson. It's smooth, couldn't have the man as Mike, so relax. Mingle, mingle, jingle in the jungle. Bum rush the door, three and fours in a bundle. This is the plan, first I cool it like a fan. Got with Janet, then with Guy, now with Michael, cause it ain't hard to
damn.
Nobody's watching. Won't you show me how to dance?
Okay, what you do is spin, boom.
Okay, do that
one, two, three, and
okay.
Yeah. Then the toes in, then out.
I'm okay. Full of muscle here.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, that's better, but we...
That's dangerous, man.
Okay, now try this. Let me see. Bow, 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 bow. Put all your energy into your finger. Boom, just throw it out. Fire. No, like, lift this up.
Like that?
Yeah. Or with this finger here.
Oh, just the one? Okay.
Yeah, but make feel all the energy coming through your hand, like a rocket come out of your finger. Right. Feel it. Hold it. Wham! Just throw it out. It's almost like walking. Same system, but you're going back. Okay, go back. Back.
But at the same time, okay.
Yeah, because you're taking your weight and you're pushing it back. That's what creates the illusion. It's the weight shifting. Now, as this foot comes back, the other one goes up and
pushes. I think I got it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You throw up for me to...
That's a lot. You need a jam. Yeah, that's
it. Right,
yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. It ain't too hard for me to jam. It ain't too hard for me to jam.
Do this one.
Yeah. It ain't too hard for me to jam.
Ho.
It ain't too hard for me to jam.
You got it.
Yeah, I think it's. It ain't too hard for me to jam.
Yeah.
It ain't too hard for me to jam.
Ho. You got it.
Wait, what's so funny?
We're going to play some basketball.